You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2025. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay myself, so thank you very much for wondering. As always, the podcast is brought to you by theblowers.com. Your website for easy sex, okay? If you are a cocksucker or you are an alpha wanting a cocksucker, there's no better way currently online to find one of those. So make an account. It's free, and you can find what you need. I'm on there too, so say hello. Hierarchy PCast, I believe, is my username there. So... And also lustyage.com for all of your dildos and vibrators and pocket pussies and Tenga eggs and lube and all that other stuff. All available there. You get a discount if you use Sam FWA and the discount code. So I have a couple things. First of all, and this is more serious. I want to lead off the show with something serious. So... there's a story that I have not published on the website. Can you believe that? But see, I do have a conscience, okay? And sometimes I have stories that come to me that are very sensitive, very up in the air, and involve tricky emotional situations. And so this is a story that I have not published on the website. But... it's taken a turn for the worst, and so I want to simply say this in case they are listening, okay? It involves a father from Venezuela whose son is a faggot, and his son is his name. I'm not going to reveal his name, but D. I'm going to call him D. And they moved to Brazil, and they are there, and... his son is a virgin, or he was a virgin, and he got hooked up with a master. The D is a young faggot, and he got hooked up with an immigrant master there. And a couple of days ago, this master beat and raped him, and the father beat up the master, the rapist, and D is not doing well. And I'm horrified and just really brokenhearted over it. And I don't know what I can do. I've tried my best to be there during this whole process and everything. But I've run out of answers, and I don't know what to do. And it's really, it's just has sunk like a stone in my heart. And I don't know. D is a wonderful fag brother of mine. I am so proud of him, and for being strong and being, you know, reaching out to try to be fulfilled in his life and try to make his father proud at the same time. And his father has been unbelievably understanding, even though culturally, you know, it's probably beyond what he can understand. But he's trying. And I just, my heart is just hurt right now because of it. And I don't know. I just wanted to say this in case they were listening, that... I love both of you. If you're listening, I love you. And I, D, please, please, please don't do anything bad. Don't do anything rash. I am here for you, and I will do whatever I can to help you. I don't have much in the way of resources other than, you know, my understanding of things, I guess, my advice. I have connections in some places, but please just, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. Please don't do anything rash. And I just ask that all of you just, especially my faggots out there, my brothers out there, please be careful with who you, you submit, whether it be in person or in FinDom or whatever. Be careful, find the right masters, find true alpha masters who are protector alphas. They're out there. You deserve more than to be beaten, abused, and raped and destroyed. You're not trash, no matter what anybody says. You have value. You're part of the hierarchy for a reason. So don't devalue yourself. I know it's very easy for us faggots to feel that way or even desire that, but that kind of treatment, but you're worth more than that. Okay? So, and I know D definitely, he didn't deserve that. He trusted this person. And he's suffering for it. I'm just so sorry. So, please be careful, all right? Ugh. So, what I wanted to talk about today is kind of a developing story on the website, hierarchyuniversity.com. I published some stories about an alpha master named David, a straight alpha, who is a French alpha, who had a roommate named Vincent, and he suspected that Vincent was a faggot, and sure enough, after he asked me my advice and I advised him, he followed my advice to the T and discovered that Vincent was in fact a faggot and basically took ownership of Vincent. And Vincent was serving primarily as his domestic faggot and worshiper. You know, I mean, Vincent would like kiss his feet and whatnot, massage his feet, but he was mostly doing things like cooking meals and cleaning and stuff. But and Master David enjoyed that service. But I was telling him that he can take it much farther and not lose his heterosexuality. Now, this is something that I get in arguments with all the time. I've been on Space, on X, arguing with straight alphas there, arguing with straight alphas in my personal life about this topic. Straight alphas refuse to believe that a straight alpha can use a faggot sexually and still be straight. And I say this is 1,000% wrong. I know straight alphas that have used faggots sexually and they're perfectly straight. I have served them. I have been owned by them. So I know that they exist and can be, and it's true. And through the website, I have talked many, many straight alphas into using faggots. And through all my efforts, I've talked many straight alphas into using faggots sexually. And they all come back to me saying, I have never felt more powerful and more alive than I do now that I'm owning and using faggots sexually. They discover realms of power that they never thought existed within themselves just by that act, because faggots unlock this in alphas, and faggots are absolutely vital to that end. In fact, I personally believe that a straight alpha who refuses to use faggots sexually, they are blocked off from, they can't ascend to greater heights because of that, for the most part. I would say that's true. Using a faggot sexually unlocks something within the alpha, the straight alpha, that he starts to understand that everyone on earth belongs to them. A straight alpha that doesn't use faggots sexually, doesn't make use of faggots really in that way, they only see one half of the planet as something that they can, you know, use, truly use, thoroughly use, you know. But a straight alpha who uses faggots as well, not only does he open up his options of just like the kind of worship, the amount of worship, the intensity of the worship that he can receive, but he also learns that everyone that he meets will submit to him and service him on command. And that is a heady thing for any human being to feel, okay? Alphas, of course, are our most superior example of a human being, but still, they're still humans, and human beings in general don't have that kind of authority. But alphas, straight alphas who do use faggots sexually, have that kind, that level of authority, that kind of understanding of power, true power, like ultimate power. And I've seen it happen so many times, this ascension of alphas who start to use faggots sexually, they grow exponentially more powerful. It's incredible. So Master David took my advice, and he decided he was going to use Vincent's throat. So he came home a couple days ago, and Vincent was there kneeling at the door, kissing his feet, and Master David got hard, and he was like, okay, fuck it. I'm gonna use this faggot's mouth. So he pulled his dick out, and Vincent sucked his cock, made him cum, swallowed his cum completely, and Master David had a realization. It felt fucking great. It was better than any girl has ever done for him, and he felt more powerful in that moment than he's ever felt before. So much so that Vincent continued to worship his cock after he came, and so he got hard again, and so he fucked Vincent a second time in the throat and came again, and Vincent swallowed all that and thanked his master over and over again for these gifts, this opportunity. And then Vincent went and made him dinner, and he was watching his faggot and went ahead and fed him another load after dinner. And I have another story, a follow-up story that I haven't published yet on this, but it continues from here. So, and Master David wrote to me in that story that I published. He said, his final statement, he said, "You were right to encourage me to try. It was really, really good. And I don't feel less of a man after this. Quite the opposite, actually." Think about that. You see, he unlocked, discovering a vault of treasure buried on your property. You know what I'm saying? You cut the lawn every day, and you didn't realize that underneath the lawn was this vault of treasure. But once you find that treasure, it changes your whole life and your whole means of life. That's what it's like when a straight alpha starts to use faggot sexually. You can use a faggot and feel like a king, you know, through findom or using a faggot domestically, that's fine. I mean, you certainly are making use of some of a faggot's potential in your life. But any straight alpha who uses a faggot sexually is on another level. And they don't turn gay, all right? Master David is not gay, and he's not turning gay. In fact, he's shocked that he never felt like more of a man in his life. He feels more masculine, more powerful, more everything. He's ascending because of this experience with Vincent. Now, it goes without saying that using a faggot sexually is going to absolutely submit your faggot in the most powerful way. Like a lot of straight alphas want to, they ask me questions about how do I get this faggot to obey? How do I train this faggot, etc.? And there are ways to do that, okay? Through chastity, through discipline, through call and response, things of this sort. But nothing in the world trains a faggot more than throat fucking and feeding it your cum, or fucking it and breeding it, because cum is a very special substance, unique to men. Okay, and it has properties in it that are designed to submit those who receive it. And I mean, some of it is, it exists to shut down the defenses of the host that receives it, so that the sperm can do its job in terms of impregnation. So there are facets of semen, for instance, that are designed to conquer territory, you know what I'm saying? So when a faggot receives that, it's very direct. But also, more importantly, when a straight alpha does this, it cements his authority completely over the faggot. Because if you think about it, all faggots, when we're young, we fixate on straight alphas. We want to serve them because they're the, in our minds, the epitome of masculinity, you know, like the natural order. So when a straight alpha turns his sexual attention to a faggot and makes that dream, I guess we'll say, that a faggot has come true of serving a straight alpha that way, it leaves a deep, deep impression on the faggot, of a deep gratitude, a deep awe in the faggot that is insurmountable. Like, the faggot isn't going to come back from that. It's going to obey that straight alpha implicitly, not just because of the cum that it receives from the master, but also from the fact that he is using the faggot that way. It's showing the faggot that nothing is beyond this master that owns it. So, and of course, that's true. Like I said in this podcast, this episode, any straight alpha who uses a faggot sexually has ascended to another level of power that the ordinary man absolutely does not have access to, and a level of power that regular alphas, straight alphas who don't use faggots, don't have access to. It's a club of straight alphas who are on a completely different level. They are a complete man, a complete like God-like alpha, that not necessarily that they're God alphas, but that they are unassailable in all respects because they conquered everything, and they remain intact. You see what I'm saying? So it's Master David, I applaud him, not only for the fact that he did it, you know, or that he took the advice of a faggot like me, but that he was so honest and forthright about it. He didn't hide anything. He wasn't embarrassed. He experienced something profound, and he's basically reporting from the front lines. He's saying, I did this, and I feel incredible. I feel ultra powerful. I have never felt this way before. It changed his life, you know. Faggots change the lives of alphas in ways that a woman can never change them. A woman can't do what a faggot can do for an alpha. There's no way. So every straight alpha who refuses to use faggots to the fullest, they are refusing the transformational power of a faggot. And, you know, that's their choice. They can do whatever they want. I'm simply saying that don't say to me that a straight alpha who uses faggots sexually is not straight. They are straight. They are more powerful than anybody who says otherwise. You simply are. Anybody who assails these alphas who use faggots sexually, any of these alphas who say that, they are speaking from a place of jealousy, or that they can't comprehend the truth. So I will say that. Like, they can't understand it because their minds are so small and so unformed about this and uninformed about it. They aren't even capable of comprehending this. But any straight alpha who's used faggots sexually, they know the truth. And I know the truth because I've served these men myself. So if you have some differing opinion, you're welcome to that opinion. I'm telling you, you're wrong. Okay? So thank you, Master David, for being so honest and for providing yet another example. My website has been filled to the brim with stories of like this, of straight alphas. My Twitter feed is filled with these things. Well, I'm sorry, X, you know. Sorry, Elon, don't cancel me. Just kidding. So I know better, and so I'm just telling you, it's the truth. So anyway, that's the show for today. Thank you very much for coming on board and listen to me ramble about this. It's something I'm very passionate about, something I get frustrated with, so I keep returning to the well. But I keep coming up with examples, so what am I supposed to do? Anyway, once again, D, if you're listening, please contact me and or his father, E, I'll call him E. I'm thinking about both of you tonight very much, and please keep them in your thoughts. So anyway, thank you very much. Please visit the sponsors for the show, and of course, if you want to help me out in the podcast, hey, I'm down for that. Cash App is SamFWA. PayPal is hierarchyuniversity@gmail.com. And I got Throne as well. So anyway, thank you very much for everything and all your support. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.